Is it better to study a language with a professor or by yourself? Of course, there is not a correct answer because everyone is different and we all prefer different things. So today I just want to give you some ideas on why someone prefer to study by himself, by herself, and why someone else prefer to study with a professor. But the first thing that I would like to do is to define what I mean by professor, because if we don't even know what I mean when I say professor, it's gonna be a little bit difficult to speak about this topic. So what a professor is, because if you start with the idea that a professor is someone that help you to study, to learn, well, we simply cannot learn without a professor. What I mean by that? Because, for example, if you read a book about a language, I don't know, you want to learn German, you read a book, even a German book, because you want to train your German. The person that wrote this book and the author of this book is your professor, because he's teaching you something. If you watch a movie or a video, the person that created this movie or this video is actually your professor, because he's teaching you something. So with this definition, everything that you can study, no matter if he's a friend of you that help you or correct you, is actually your professor too, because he's teaching you something. You're learning from this friend. So with this definition, we simply cannot learn by ourselves. It's not like a miracle that we wake up in the morning and we suddenly can speak a language. It's never happened like that, unfortunately. So the definition that I'm gonna use today is not this one, because we cannot speak about learning by ourselves or with a professor, because with this broad definition, we always have a professor. So when I'm gonna say professor, what I mean in this podcast, even if I know that someone can disagree, and honestly I also disagree, but just for this topic, I'm gonna use the word professor, and the meaning of this word is gonna be in the school way. It's like the professor in the school, or someone that you can pay in order to help you to learn a language. Okay, is the, let's say, the traditional definition, if you want. But of course, I agree that professor is just someone that teach you something. So it can be someone that wrote a book, someone that create a video, etc., etc. But let's stick with this definition, okay, at least today for this podcast. So let's start. Why someone prefer to study with a traditional professor, let's say in this way. The first reason is because if the professor is a good professor, you're gonna learn faster, and you're gonna understand faster. Why? Simply because your professor is here, okay, ready to help you, no matter the first problem that you face, the first question that you have. This professor is always gonna be here to help you, okay? So you are gonna learn faster. And another reason, very important reason, is that you always have someone to talk with. If he's a good professor, This professor is gonna teach you the language in the language that you want to learn. You want to learn German, he's gonna teach you German in German. So you always have someone to talking with. Of course you can say, yeah, I also have friends that I can talk with. Yeah, I totally agree. Friends are a very, very good way to learn a language. But the problem is that it's not their work. Okay, sometimes they just do not have time to speak with you. They maybe have, I don't know, a work. They maybe have to go to the school. They have to study. They maybe have children. They maybe they are in holidays. I don't know. So they are not always ready to spend 1-2 hours a day for you in order to talk, because you want to learn a language. I mean, you are not the king of the world, or not the queen of the world. Okay, so it is not always so easy to find someone to talk with. But with the professor is not the same, because you pay this professor to do that. It's this professor's work to help you to talk, to speak, listen to him, etc., etc. So that's a very, very good point. And if the professor is a good professor, you are gonna learn very fast. Now, of course, you also have advantage to study alone, by yourself. The first one is that you're gonna be independent. Okay, you're gonna learn how to study alone. Why this is important? Because even if you have a very good professor, it's not like if you are always gonna have your professor, okay, near you, by your side. So if you travel, your professor is not gonna be here. So if you have a problem and you didn't get used to face problem alone, or to search for an answer, you maybe gonna have problem. But if you studied by yourself, you already get used to this process. So you have a problem, it's just another problem that you already get used to solve problems, because you are independent. The second reason, of course, is that is cheaper. Okay, you don't have to pay a lot, or maybe it's also free. The third reason, which is a very good reason, is that you can choose your topic. So it depends. With a good professor, maybe you can also choose the topic, but with a lot of professors is not like that. And they're gonna say, okay, today we're gonna study that, tomorrow we're gonna study this topic, and the day after tomorrow we're gonna study this topic. So basically you do not choose the topic that you're gonna learn. So it means that you're less interested and probably less fun. Okay, you're not gonna have a lot of fun studying that, because you're kind of forced to study. And the last reason, one of the best one, is that you're completely free. You are free to study when you want. If you want to study at 2 a.m. in the morning, you can study at 2 a.m. in the morning. But if you have a professor, you cannot. You simply cannot study when you want. Okay, you have to respect his schedule. So, as you can see, you have pro and cons. So it's not like you have a best choice. Simply, it depends on you. Okay, you have people that prefer to spend a little bit more money and always have the security to have a professor, and someone else that prefer to be free and independent, and they, even if it takes more time, they like this process. So it's up to you. Personally, I prefer to learn by myself, but I also know a lot of people that learn with a professor. If the professor is a good one, they maybe learn faster than me, I don't know, but it's what I like, what I prefer this process. So, and it's the same for you, I mean, it's up to you, you can choose.